Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Don Pardo?
Don Pardo, what's the matter with you?
The ghost of Don Pardo is a LeBron James fan.
Uh-oh.
He's a very forgetful ghost.
Do you guys do the same same roster every
No,
every
it's always a different.
No, we try to customize.
How did you know he was customized to my my pre-Kobe Lakers team?
Yeah, it's
the 90, what, four?
That is the 90. That's the 94-95 Lakers.
See,
yes.
There was a time when I watched basketball all the time. Uh-huh. And now is not that time anymore.
Wait, Van Exel wasn't in there?
He was, okay, actually.
Okay. Eddie Jones?
Eddie Jones is on
that
team.
How did you know he was going to say Eldon Campbell?
Because I knew exactly
when he was going to say
that. I figured it was. I was crossing him off the list in my head, and I was like, I don't think he's going to say Nick Van Exel now, because the funnier ones are people like Anthony Peeler,
right.
Zabalos, and Eldon Campbell. Those are the funniest names. Eldon Campbell's a funny, funny name. And he just something about him. Like,
Ben had a Cedric Sabalas jersey.
He did?
Yeah.
Dude, the Iceman.
Yeah.
Have I told you that story?
No, but let me introduce
okay,
you guys.
Sorry.
Welcome to Roundball Rock. I'm your temporary host, Joey Devine, here with my permanent co-host, Sean Keen.
Hey, how's it going?
And from Film Drunk Uprocks/Uprocks' Fraudcast, we have Vince Mancini, who does follow basketball.
Sure.
And Matt Lieb, the ghost of Don Pardo, did not name.
Yeah, returning guest. This is my second time on the pod. Long time listener, second time Potter.
Long time LeBron James hater.
Long
That's what you're most famous for.
Original LeBron James hater. Yeah.
The two things you're famous for, I would say, are three things.
Okay.
You're a yogurt man.
I'm big Chobani yogurt.
Yeah. You work for a terrorist organization in the United Arab Emirates,
also known as Al Jazeera, AJ Plus. Yeah. Shout out to my former employers. I no longer work for the state of Qatar.
And of course,
hating LeBron.
Yeah, hating LeBron James.
I thought you were gonna get eating butt in there.
Oh, well, I was, but, I don't know how far I can go on this podcast.
In fact, this is probably I would say the original NBA ass eating podcast.
Yeah, but, oh. but we've been
usurped by Take It or Break It, which
with Corbin Smith.
They eat a lot more ass.
But well, we were on there.
We got there first.
We were talking about which NBA players ate ass for like 25 minutes mm-hmm. on this podcast, and then went on our friend Corbin's podcast mm-hmm. and talked about which NBA players ate ass for about 2.5 hours.
Damn.
It was very long.
Classic teams that like Showtime Lakers.
Oh, yeah, we went through like classic rosters, the Dream Team.
Yeah.
And decided whether those guys ate ass or
Larry
not.
Bird was a divisive mm-hmm. figure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I believe he eats ass.
I had said yes, and now I'm definitely a no.
I feel weird about it because he's got no upper lip. So
he's from French Lick.
Which
French Lick is the other name for eating butthole.
Yeah, yeah. It's from World War One.
Wow.
I think it was called a Greek kiss.
yeah, it could be, but I've always known it as a French Lick, also known as a German tongue swirl. There's, it depends on what part of Europe you're in.
Sure. I think we've passed up Take It or Break It and are now once again the number one NBA.
Congratulations to the NBA and to Analingus itself.
Yeah, it's the NBA Analingus arms race we're in with.
I think Popeye Jones ate a lot of asshole.
You think so?
You know who I think eats ass?
Who?
Sam Cassell.
Dude. But weird alien ass.
While doing the big balls dance.
But he's still not touching his actual balls, which is weird.
Well, you've ever noticed? Did you see the new trailer for Venom?
Yep.
I feel like Sam Cassell looks like
Venom.
Turds
in the Wind.
Yeah. Sam Cassell does look like Venom.
We did not get to see Sam Cassell Jr. play, but he was a summer league player.
Really?
He did not do the little balls dance.
Oh,
the junior balls dance.
Oh man,
the undescended testicles dance actually, which is
he's just trying to push him out using gravity. Like, come on, balls! Oh, man.
I gotta hit a clutch shot!
Put him in a centrifuge, spin, and then the balls will come out.
Matt, you are a Los Angeles Lakers fan.
I am. I've been a Los Angeles Lakers fan. I born raised in Los Angeles. Started watching basketball. Started watching it seriously around 96, but before then I was familiar with our LA Lakers team and how terrible they were. And then once Kobe Bryant joined the Los Angeles Lakers along with Shaquille O'Neal, I became the biggest Lakers fan who's ever lived. And although the last few years I've almost completely stopped watching basketball, it's, you know, Kobe left, so who cares about basketball?
Do you feel like it's like a Kobe thing, or is it that Kobe. Now you work in the evenings a lot more?
Oh, there's definitely that. But if Kobe were still playing, I feel like I would be on it, you know. But, I mean, honestly, there is no greater basketball player who's ever played the game than Kobe Bryant. 81 points, no big deal. He just set records. Every game he played, he set a new NBA world record. Whereas, like, everyone else is kind of a bullshit player, so I don't really care.
So now you mainly spend your time defacing LeBron murals?
That was going to be my question. How many murals have you defaced since LeBron has moved?
Listen, there's this great, great mural of Kobe Bryant dunking on Dwight Howard. I don't know if it's on La Brea or something. Maybe 15 minutes east of here, mm-hmm. or west. And I passed by that a lot because I remember that win because that was the first NBA championship for Kobe Bryant without Shaquille O'Neal on the Lakers, and it was one of the greatest nights of my life when it did. And now they have added a fucking LeBron James at the end of it with a fucking crown on. Like, you were not on that game, homie. You were not on that game. I'm so tired of they're trying to replace us. They're trying to replace. They're trying to replace our history. Change our history. This city has always been Kobe's city, and I just don't like that LeBron is now going. Oh, the king is playing. Fuck him. He's no king. Well, that's the end of the podcast.
That's what we brought Matt here to do.
I know.
It was Dwight Howard because
that's what I said.
He's one of my least favorite. Basketball players ever.
Oh yeah, he's fucking trash. Dwight Howard is one of those players who I was like,
he's so good at impressions, though.
He's very good at impressions.
I love his impressions.
He's going to host a Just for Laughs.
He's like
next
the Justin
year.
Timberlake of sports, where he did like one funny thing like 12 years ago, and now everybody's like, all right, we'll just let Dwight Howard take over the studio. And you're like, no, don't encourage him.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend checking out Dwight Howard's album for kids.
Oh, wow.
He does a lot of impressions during it.
Dwight Howard,
we will play one of those tracks at the end of this episode for those that don't.
It's terrifying to have him backed by a chorus of children, too, because that's also who he likes to have sex with.
Whoa.
I mean, teenagers, but...
But 18 teenagers?
Allegedly.
Like 18? How old are they?
15, 16.
Oh, damn, dude. He's a freaking statutory R? He does statutory R?
I mean, he definitely had some teenage girls up to his hotel room once.
Damn.
Maybe they were just helping him do impressions.
Yeah, maybe
he was just helping them with their math homework, dude.
He had a new fart machine and he wanted to show it to him.
It's a fart blaster. It's from the Minions movie. You're going to really like it.
I bet Dwight Howard loves Minions so much.
Oh, yeah. You can tell he has no sense of humor at all. If he was funny, then he would have a fucking a dope ass Twitter, but he doesn't. You know why? Because he has no post game.
God damn it, Matt!
Oh, good.
Nailed it,
dude! Fucking nailed it.
All right, should we get to the news?
Oh well, let's let Vince.
Oh, Vince! Right, sorry.
What would you like to?
But
know?
you're a Warriors fan.
I
right?
am. Yeah. There was a brief period in the '90s where I swore them off and briefly became a Lakers fan. Ooh. That was right after the whole we're gonna fire Chris Webber because Don Nelson doesn't like him, and then we're gonna fire Don Nelson a year later anyway.
Yeah.
And they took that. I took that kind of hard because they had a really good team like before that. And
immediately before that.
Yeah. And so like that, I was like, I can't root for this stupid fucking team. And I don't know when I came back. I think I came back, like Baron Davis probably brought me back. I think.
Oh, yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
That was a very
Gilbert,
fun year.
Dude? You weren't a big Gilbert fan?
No, I don't think I was watching much.
You weren't a big Troy Murphy fan?
No, I don't think I was watching much basketball in those days.
Oh, man, yeah. Well, I liked Gilbert. This is his arena. That's what people would say.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, he's definitely going to leave.
And then Eric Musselman would bench him for Bob Sura in the fourth quarter.
That's right. Eric Musselman, little guy, not a muscle on him. That was the thing about it. He had an ironic name.
My favorite thing about Eric Musselman is one time, Eric Dampier, idiot Warriors center, once got benched for a Donald Foyle in a game, and then after in the press conference just said, I don't know why I wasn't playing. You'll have to ask Musclehead over there. Musclehead won't let me play.
Damn. Yeah. Eric Musselman, now a college basketball coach where he always belongs.
He was also a G League coach for a very long time.
He was a what coach?
A minor league NBA G League coach.
Oh, the G League. By the way, I just heard about this.
The G League?
Yeah, used to be the D League.
Yeah, now it's the G League.
What happened?
Gatorade
bought it.
I did wonder about that. Yeah. Because I was like, is there like an E and an F?
I thought they just got real bad.
Yeah.
They're like, we got to go down a few letters. Oh, man. Well, that makes sense. And then there was that guy. I saw this is like how little I actually follow basketball. There was a guy who's been in the G League for the Lakers 10 years.
Andre Ingram. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Andre Ingram. And then he got to play and he drained those threes.
Yeah, he scored like 25 points or something. Yeah, like that. It was crazy. Yeah. As like a 40-year-old.
You think he's gonna play this season?
No.
Oh.
That would have been great. But LeBron's like, no, we need Lance Stephenson to take those shots.
That's
a feel
up.
Bad story.
This is how you know LeBron's a bitch. Like, there's already.
Did you invent the bitch? Were you the guy who started?
I think I was. Yeah. I swear to God, we.
You should have patted me.
I know.
There's a lot of people.
They all say it, which is, I thought it was funny because it's so uncreative. LeBitch doesn't even sound like
it's
LeBron.
It's a terrible play on words.
It's literally the worst play on words ever made in basketball. But hey, you know, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. But yeah, LeBron had a feel-good story already in there. It's LeBron and Andre Ingram. You know, that would be the team. And that's how much of a bitch he is. He's such a bitch. Don't you think? Does he listen to this podcast?
Maverick Carter does, but not LeBron.
Oh, okay.
Maverick Carter gives him the summaries of it. Absolutely.
It's printed, it's typed up in a manila folder.
LeBron's executive producing like 14 TV shows right now, so he does not have time to listen to our podcast, but he gets it some.
Whatever. Fuck LeBron, fuck Don Lemon, MAGA for life.
Well, that is that brings us to our first news story.
Oh yeah.
So LeBron James last week, we talked about it, opened up a school. Mm-hmm. I think it's very cool. Sean thinks it sucks because
school sucks.
Yeah,
school does suck.
Yeah, hey, you know, you know what? What's the best thing about that school?
What?
You only have to pass 3 or 9 finals.
Oh, that's really good. That's
LeBron,
really good.
Suck
really
it.
Good. You know what the best, the worst thing about that school is? Sometimes Delonte West fucks your mom. Yeah, fuck you, LeBron. I don't know. I don't know why I hate him.
I don't either.
What's the school that he started?
What's the school?
Yeah,
it's like Professor X's school. For
yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, it's like a socialist utopia in Akron, Ohio.
It's like 120 underperforming kids,
underprivileged, not underperforming.
I thought they were like doing badly.
They're
in
also
school.
Bad at
That's
school.
Probably Timmy, also.
I believe that was how they selected them. Yeah.
If you do bad enough, you get to go to LeBron school.
Yeah,
it's well, a longer. That is a conservative talking point. Yeah. Yes.
It's an extra long school year that keeps them in school longer and like busier.
Well, that's good.
It has a food bank and job placement services and GED services for the parents.
Wow.
Cool. Anyone who graduates gets to go to college for free.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Free laptops and bikes. For the kids.
I feel like you're talking to me like you're trying to sell me.
No, I'm not trying to sell.
I'll let you know that even fucking Hitler was a vegetarian. So everyone can get one thing right.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. But anyway, LeBron James was on. We talked about this last week. LeBron James was on CNN this week talking to Don Lemon.
Mm-hmm. My dad's favorite CNN correspondent.
Really?
Is that true?
I don't know why. Well, it's for sure true. I don't know when. They started watching like 3 hours
of
CNN.
Don like a shadow of a human. Like, what is he? I mean, he just has no. He's barely there.
He has very little personality. Yeah. Here's the thing I'll say about Don Lemon.
I mean, all CNN people are like that to a certain extent.
Don Lemon, if you want to see who he really is, watch the. He did a live stream of the New Year's Eve, with fucking CNN, right? Uh-huh. And he's just getting progressively drunker and drunker. It's the funniest shit I've ever seen. Because at one point he goes, "This year, I think I'm ready for a relationship. I think I'm ready." I swear to God. He's telling his co-anchor. It's like, you know, it's like 5 minutes to midnight. He's like, "I think I'm ready. You know, I just like, I've never wanted to settle down before. I kind of want to be a free man in the world. But, you know, I think I'm ready for a relationship this year." And the co-anchor's like, "Cool." he honestly is one of those CNN anchors who I'm like, I don't think he's like a biased fake news type guy. I think he's just kind of like an empty vessel.
Right, he's like a zero.
Yes. I just don't know any. Anyways, I don't like him.
Yeah. So he had Mello on last week, and then he had 2 weeks ago, and then he had LeBron.
Right, but we don't need to talk about Mello yet. That's for later in the episode. So, because he was on CNN, of course, Donald Trump was watching. Because that's all
he
does.
Because he just watches 24-hour news networks.
Yeah, live on... That show's on at, 7 o'clock on a Friday night?
Dude, the president does nothing but what, my dad does all day at the gym. Except for, I don't think he's at the gym.
No, but Donald Trump has that theory that you have a finite amount of energy in your body.
Oh, that's
right. He does have that theory.
Exercising it lowers your stamina bar.
I mean, that's why he hates LeBron. He sees all the running, and he's like, "That idiot is going to be out of gas.
That idiot's going to be dead in 3 months. He's using up all of his excess energy."
It's also why he eats so many hamburgers, because he's played enough video games to know that you get stamina back when you eat a hamburger.
Right.
That's why I eat all these coins, too.
I mean, everything's covered in gold in case there's an emergency and I need to break the ceiling with my fist.
One time I fell and then a bunch of rings popped out and I had to get all my rings back.
They were actually onion rings, but I was confused initially.
So, of course, Donald Trump saw it and he tweeted, because, of course, why wouldn't the president tweet this?
Sure.
LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. I like Mike.
I like Mike is just like, was he having a stroke? He just like remembered another basketball thing.
I think that is the best explanation.
Yeah,
is that
the simultaneous stroke / remembered other basketball.
Right.
Thing. That's exactly what happened. I like Mike. You know, I want to be like Mike. I'm going to be President Mike.
You can tell he's used to talking in front of a crowd that cheers, like, no matter what he says. It's like he's doing bad crowd work all the time.
You think he's programmed his phone every time he presses send on a tweet to go, yeah! Probably. Like, hey! Just come, yeah. Build that wall every time. That would be tight.
Now, a thing that NBA Twitter pointed out is that LeBron James very publicly called Trump a bum like 8 months ago.
Yeah,
but when he played in Ohio, a swing state, Trump said nothing. But now that he's in California, LeBron is fair game.
Interesting.
Three-dimensional chess, baby.
But that assumes that LeBron's not still wildly popular in Ohio. Is that true?
I mean, I'm sure.
I would assume he still is pretty popular.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous because LeBron has never been good at basketball. But go on.
Well, he has to bribe people with bikes, and college and laptops.
Go to my free school and just and then buy my jersey.
I feel like it could have been that LeBron called him a bum on Twitter, which he doesn't read. But when he showed up on basic cable,
that
Trump
makes sense.
He said it on Fox and Friends like immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
And Trump really likes the manual retweet, so I feel like that also might have thrown him off that LeBron was quoting a tweet, and he was like, I don't understand.
That
should say RT four different times.
Yeah, you said what now?
So he supports Michael Jordan.
Well, we'll get to that.
So you know why? It's because he has that Hitler mustache.
Totally. And they've
both been bankrupted by Atlantic City Casinos.
They also are both terrible at golf.
But
we'll get to that. This, of course, led the NBA to rally around LeBron James.
Which was very sad for me, but go on.
Yeah, Steph Curry tweeted in support. Karl Anthony Towns brought up Flint, Michigan's dirty water.
Because that's what LeBron needs. No one sticks up for him.
It's
not like he gets a large pass from the media.
This was our chance to all rally around the president.
The president.
And say, you know what? He's right.
This was the moment he became president. This was the moment he finally took aim at LeBron.
I can't believe he blew that tweet when that happened.
You could tell he's not up on basketball enough because he could be like, you know, he broke his hand punching a wall during the finals.
Right.
And
he could say, I like Steph, you know?
Yeah. I like MVPs who don't break their hands.
Oh, that's right. He did.
That's what the bum tweet was about, was in defense of Steph Curry.
That's right.
The only time LeBron James would even acknowledge Steph Curry's existence is if he's fighting Donald Trump. But...
yeah.
The he's real reason I brought up this other these other NBA players is there's some breaking news here.
Ooh.
Matt Barnes.
Yes.
You know, psychopath Matt Barnes.
Yeah. Just always having a normal Matt Barnes.
Yeah, told TMZ today. He called Trump our dumbass president and then revealed he's planning on getting into politics in Sacramento.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, if Kevin Johnson can become the mayor there, then... Matt Barnes is an upgrade. I'm going to say,
Bill Bradley can be a running mate.
Yeah. Was he a running mate for president?
Wasn't he?
He tried to. Bill Bradley did.
It was Bill Bradley.
He went against Gore in 2000.
Jack Kemp is the former athlete that made the ticket one year.
What about Sean Kemp? What's he up to?
Having children.
Yeah, if he can get all his kids to vote for him, he can at least become an alderman.
He can't. He can't be a politician because his hands are too small to hold the mic.
Oh, you think that?
He's the Alex Smith of basketball.
Yeah.
But Michael Jordan, of course, stopped playing golf for 5 minutes to release the goofiest statement possible, which was just two sentences.
Yeah. By Haynes. By period, Haynes period.
He said, MAGA buys shoes too. He said, quote, I support LJ, something no one has ever called LeBron James.
So funny.
He's doing an amazing job for his community.
All right.
And that's sure. it. Now, people on Twitter have attacked this Michael Jordan statement.
Really? Like,
it's very, like...
I mean, it
feels very Michael Jordan in that the guy was the most famous person in the world for like 20 years, and no one knows anything about his personality.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what I like, here's what I think happened. I don't even think Michael Jordan knew Donald Trump was president.
Absolutely.
I think absolutely. He was like, Obama said what? Because here's the thing. You know where they don't show CNN? Casinos.
Yeah.
And that is where LeBron, that is where Michael Jordan is.
Yeah, 90% of the time.
23 hours a day.
Yeah. And the one extra hour a day, he's just fucking calling up all of
Oakley.
These.
Yeah. He's calling up Oakley. And he's like, hey, you need to beat up some guys that hustled me in golf today.
I think he is just calling up all the people that he called out in his Hall of Fame speech and just being like, yeah, bitch, I'm the best basketball player who ever lived. Yeah.
I do think he's kind of above a Twitter beef, though. Like, Michael Jordan will never join Twitter.
That is yeah, the thing. Like, he's above
like,
it.
He has,
it's his age, I
feel
think.
Like he's just hermetically sealed off.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's his age. He's like, the most accomplished basketball player, and he's, like, really rich to
yeah.
the point where... Like, he doesn't care about his own basketball team.
I feel yeah. like he's kind of like a pre-boomer. Like, he's just too old for that. And it's just like, oh, what?
Yeah, and like, and also just like, people are arguing on a phone.
Yeah,
that's a
yeah,
nerd
yeah,
thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, also, I'm no nerd. I'm yeah, Michael yeah, yeah. Jordan.
That seems like something nerds do.
But also it's like just such straight up classic Michael Jordan arrogance where it's like, the president is below me. LeBron James is below me. Twitter is below me.
And yeah. I'm gonna make a backhanded shot at LeBron by calling him LJ.
Yeah.
Larry Johnson's nickname.
You think it was that, or you think he like wrote LBJ and was like, people might be confused. I'd be talking about Lyndon B. Johnson.
No.
That's the last president he's acknowledged.
Michael Jordan has not written a thing in 15 years.
Right.
Like, put pen to paper? No way.
He probably yelled that tweet at an assistant.
Yeah, he has a jitterbug for sure.
What's a jitterbug? I don't even know what
those are. Those old people phones that yeah. you can't text and have a dial tone that when you open it.
That's
like,
amazing.
They have big ass buttons.
I want one of those.
For yeah. a second, I thought you were talking about like a mental disorder.
Yeah, no.
He's got a little jitterbug in his brain socket.
That's so sad.
No, those are old people phones. The jitterbug.
Yeah. Like a life alert, but phone.
Yeah.
Tie it.
So, can I ask a yes. serious question?
Yeah, no, I'll be very serious.
Is this the moment where Donald Trump has finally gone too far?
You know what?
This is where it comes crashing down,
I
right?
think this is the moment where America's going to wake up and go, hey, this guy is not fit for office.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're going to go, you know what, Mueller? Pack up your shit and go. We're going to start the fucking revolution right now. We don't need you to prove
anything.
He just
seems like not a nice person. That's what they're going to say to themselves.
You know, he's not nice.
Never noticed before now.
You know what's funny? I heard an interview this morning when I was listening to The Daily with Michael Barbaro. That's it. That's music. And they were like interviewing someone who was in, I think, Ohio or I don't fucking know. And it was like a middle-aged white woman and this person.
Wait, the New York Times wanted to talk to middle-aged white people who like Trump?
It's weird.
That's so weird.
They're trying to bridge the divide. They're trying to figure out what happened.
Uh-huh. What happened?
And she said, I think he needs to get off the dang Twitter and get all of his stuff together because it is ridiculous. Also, I'm really happy with what he's done in office, and he's doing all the things he said he would do. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, we're fucked. We're so, so fucked that we are completely unable to be unfucked.
At this point, I think he could get away with separating Riley Curry from the Currys and putting her in a cage.
And people would have been like, well, you know, she had a bad attitude.
Yeah.
Realize how much like there's all these stories about how like these brave journalists who brought down Nixon and like Watergate and all this stuff, and you realize how much of his downfall relied on him being able to feel shame, like,
right, yeah,
and being
yeah,
able
yeah.
to recognize like, oh man, they got stuff on me. Like Trump never gets to that point. He'll never get to the point where he's like, oh, I'm fucked. because he doesn't think that way. He is incapable of feeling shame. So right. It's just like there really is nothing that you can
do. All you can do is keep buying your Popovich Kerr 2020 t-shirts, and that is how you fight this regime.
Exactly. What we
Hashtag
need...
the resistance. I'm wearing a t-shirt right now that says, it's Mueller time.
And it looks like Miller. Because yeah,
it's
green.
Yeah, it's the beer logo. Yeah.
Oh man.
I just hope, God, I hope the FBI, the NSA, and the CIA save me because they are the best fucking people in the world.
We also need some people who were running Obama's 2008 campaign and now live at the Soho House in West Hollywood and are millionaires. We need them to just say sarcastic
just
things
three
and be
white guys
be totally
in
wrong.
You know, talking about the Russia
some
stuff.
Handsome white kid with a trust fund and a lot of land
and like a low Kennedy. Voice. Yeah.
Oh my God, we're so fucking blocked. Yeah, no, it's
like the crazy thing is we've been talking about this Trump tweet now for 20 minutes, and none of us has even brought up that it's inherently racist, that that's what this is, because it's just like, of course it's racist.
Yeah, it's really almost, racist.
At this point, it's like, it's racist, and then what else?
Like, and know? Also stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, is this, do you think this is a reaction to LeBron, or is it just what Trump does when he sees two black people talking?
Oh, definitely. I don't think he watched the interview. I think he was just like, those two black people on TV are talking shit.
They're plotting.
Like, yeah, they're plotting to take over.
I mean, I do also think there's a certain thing about LeBron being so much, him being knowing much inherently popular. How much more popular LeBron is than him, like...
Which is fucking crazy, because if he did any research at all, like Trump did, he would find out that LeBron has so many faults that you could go after his bald ass head. You could go after the fact that he has never actually made a field goal in the in all of NBA history. Listen, every time you see it, it's an illusion, optical illusion. Mm-hmm. And also, you could go after the fact that LeBron, in my personal opinion. Is a child molester.
The problem
Jesus
is that
Christ.
The problem is
too
that,
far, Matt. Too
the,
far.
The problem far is enough. That two out of the three of those also apply to Trump.
That
like he also
point.
Has a very questionable hairline. Uh-huh. Likes to walk in the backstage of the Miss Teen USA pageant.
That's true.
Just a real Jeffrey Dwight Epstein. Howard type guy.
Yeah.
But he does have a beautiful jump shot. You saw those paper towels.
Disgust. Oh, you're talking about
Trump.
Yeah, he's good at basketball.
I do want to talk about Michael Jordan and Trump here for a second.
Yeah.
They are very similar.
Sean and I were trying to figure this out in a text message the other day. How many of the same women have slept with both Michael Jordan and Trump?
Oh, interesting. Like, yeah, they probably both go to the same, like, high-class hooker emporium.
Well, yeah, it's because they both definitely have spent a lot of time on, like, high-class golf courses
and
Atlantic City casinos. Yeah. And we're both very rich and famous in the
Both have late shady 80s. Connections to mobsters.
They have definitely fucked the same Russian hookers. They've probably been pissed on by the same.
Oh, do you think there's a pee tape about Michael Jordan?
A Michael Jordan pee tape?
I don't think Michael Jordan pees. Just metaphorically on the court. That's true. Why would he need to pee on somebody when he can just,
I thought the pee tape was him getting peed on.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Actually, what I heard was that he forced, or didn't force, he paid.
Made him pee on the peeing
on a bed, yeah, because Obama slept on it.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, that is what happened.
I feel like
Michael Jordan definitely would make a hooker pee on a bed that, like, Mitch Richmond slept on.
I feel like Michael Jordan would pee on the hooker. Like, I feel like he's the pisser on it. I also feel like Michael Jordan would figure out a way to just make that happen at Mitch Richmond's actual house.
Right.
It would be his real bed.
I just bought your house, Mitch. Now we're going to have this hooker pee on you. Bye, Haynes.
Here's a video.
Or is he a Fruit of the
we have a
guy?
Video of Michael.
We have a secret video of you shitting on Craig Elo's doorstep. But I also kind of feel like Michael Jordan would just have someone else do it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, is Michael Jordan gonna pee on a hooker? Like,
yeah,
BJ Armstrong can do it. Or Craig Elo, Jack Haley could do it for him.
coach. Jason, that was Jason Caffey's whole job, his 2 years in Chicago.
And he would get all the credit. Because Michael Jordan loves credit.
Yeah.
That's how he pays casinos.
But I wonder if they have, like, the same type of, like, lady they like. Is like,
yeah.
You know what? I was thinking, like early Maxim model.
Yeah.
Or,
yes.
like, yeah. maybe, like, someone who, would, like, Vendela is their dream girl for both of them.
I think, well, I mean, judging by the women that Trump has been publicly linked to, I feel like his taste in women is similar to his taste in, like, buildings, where it's just, like, a bunch of, like, competing architectural styles. Sort of like, it's like it's got, like, leopard skin and, like, gold leaf.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it's just a bunch of clashing things that are, like, this is classy, and this is my gold toilet. And
very
like,
respectable, very classy.
So it's like,
I want a classy, respectable white woman.
Any woman that's got, like, giant, like, fake tits.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, bleach blonde hair. And, like, you know, she could look like anything under.
And I want no labias. No, I don't know why.
This is what Trump sounds like to me.
I bet Michael Jordan is also so afraid of Michael Avenatti. He's like,
oh,
he's going to be yelling at me on TV.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the lawyer?
Yeah, the Stormy Daniels lawyer.
I don't want to get yelled at. Yeah.
What if Donald Trump doesn't know anything about Michael Jordan's basketball career, but he just heard about the way he treated, like, Kwame Brown and other underlings, and he's like, I like that. Yeah. That guy could...
Yeah.
Yeah. The very weak Kwame Brown.
Very weak, small hands Kwame Brown.
Here's the thing I know. He has come close to bankrupting the Charlotte basketball organization several times.
The failing Charlotte Hornets.
The failing Charlotte Hornets.
I think it's even
sad.
Simpler. I think it's even simpler than that. I think it's very telling that he didn't, like the first thing that he went to praise about Michael Jordan was like a slogan from a commercial, because like
he only
understands life through like bad TV. Like,
yeah,
you probably never seen any of Michael Jordan's actual games. He's like, oh, I like the guy from the commercial.
Yeah, he's watched a lot of the same 90s TV that the rest of us watched. I'm convinced. Like,
I'm also wondering if like he accidentally switched it to Space Jam once, and that's why he wants a Space Force now.
Yeah,
he's like the monsters are there.
They're
stealing
the
our
monsters.
Talent. They're not sending the best basketball players.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
They're sending Charles Barkley. Terrible talent.
Good documentary on racism, though. I learned a lot.
The aliens, illegal aliens, come to Earth and steal all of our jobs and our basketball players' talent.
Isn't Barkley a Republican, though?
He used to be. Now he says he's not.
Okay.
He's
Karl Malone might still be.
Oh, Karl Malone definitely is. Well, that brings us to another news story.
I was going to say, when we were talking about eating ass, I was going to say, like, you know, definitely doesn't eat ass.
Karl Malone.
Yeah.
100%. Karl Malone doesn't even kiss on the mouth.
Yeah, right.
He might eat a dude's ass and then kill him.
Yeah, right. I think we did land on John Stockton does maybe eat ass because of how dirty a player he was.
Oh,
how secretly dirty
like,
he was.
Yeah. He'd be like, no one's looking.
Yeah.
He seemed like those are like the real like dour guys. I feel like they're the most dirty in bed.
Yeah.
Sean Bradley.
So we have a lot of real basketball news stories, but we'll talk about those later this week. What I want to talk to now that's thematically similar is Paul George.
Paul?
Oh, yes.
So Paul George.
Yes.
Is do you know who Paul George is?
I know the name.
He did not come to the Lakers, so you should also
hate
him.
He was really
mad.
It came out today that he is hosting a Republican party fundraiser at his home in Oklahoma City.
Wow.
That is also a smooth jazz concert.
Wow. Dude, he knows the taste of the people he's trying to get money for.
I mean, this is
a big surprise that he would be a Republican,
I would say.
I
just want to give a shout out to our friend Julian Rodriguez at Juice Bonji, who called him Playoff GOP.
Yeah, because he tried to give himself the nickname Playoff P last year.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think, like, when he fundraises, he only raises funds for the primary? Because he's like, there's no way they're going to get out of the first round. It's impossible. It's impossible.
Damn, dude. Speaking of that, I was going to tell this story. Cedric the Iceman Sabalas. Have I told you?
Oh, no. Let's hear the story, Matt.
Well, the story is very – it's a quick story. He basically – my friend David saw him at like a – you know, at a fucking Bonds or some shit back in the day. And he's like, can I get your autograph? And then he got it and he signed it. Cedric Iceman Sabala. David is like was a big basketball fan, and he was like, Iceman? He's like, yeah. I go by Iceman now. Did not catch on. Never caught on.
There already was an Iceman. George Iceman Gervin.
I know. George Gervin already existed. But it's great because there's definitely, like, limited edition. There's out there is a bunch of, like, signed paraphernalia by Cedric Sabalos for, like, the 3 months he thought he would get Iceman. Like,
yeah. By the way, Basketball Reference does not acknowledge the Iceman nickname. They do acknowledge Garbage Man, though.
Garbage Man,
which...
That's pretty terrible.
What about Lake Havasu?
That should be his nickname. That should
Cedric
be...
Lake Havasu.
Do you know that story?
No.
Sean, do you want to tell Matt and Vince Cedric Sabalos Lake Havasu story?
If I'm remembering this correctly, I believe he... Was this when Del Harris was coaching the team?
I think that sounds right.
This is like 95, yeah. Right before he got traded.
Yes.
I don't remember. I think he had like some kind of altercation with the coach where he like missed a practice and it turned out he was jet skiing.
It was a game, I thought.
He missed a game?
He missed a game because he went jet skiing at Lake Havasu.
Damn. Del was not pleased with that.
And so he was immediately traded for Robert Horry.
He got traded
because he threw a towel in Danny Ainge's face.
Wait,
which we're always pro.
Ori did?
Yeah, Ori in Phoenix threw a towel in Danny Ainge's face. And we are always pro throwing things at Danny Ainge on this podcast.
Yeah.
I threw a towel at my high school basketball coach.
Ooh. Nice. What for?
I wasn't playing. I hadn't been playing at all, and he did something where he like got pissed off and threw a towel, and it like landed next to me, and he turned around and hit him in the back.
Dang.
Everybody else on the bench.
Yeah, well, it is good. Funny.
Did he bench?
Oh, yeah. So he missed.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. So technically, he missed a shoot around in the practice before the game, which got him suspended. And his quote was, there are a lot of things that I put before basketball, my health, my family, and religion, and one of those things came up.
I guess
he meant his family. And that he had to rent a houseboat to work out those family problems.
It could be like
he actually goes to the first church of Skeeter.
Yeah. But then he didn't call the Lakers for like 4 days.
Damn.
And he was jet skiing.
Love a jet ski story.
Did you say that Lake Havasu? I feel like Lake Havasu would be on the Mount Rushmore of white trash vacation spots.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Lake Havasu.
Lake Havasu, like Dollywood.
Graceland.
Laughlin.
Yeah.
Oh, Laughlin for sure.
Yeah, Laughlin.
And then Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
I've been to
Myrtle Beach. Let's see. Golden Corral.
That's not a place. That's a state of mind.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
David Buster.
When you're there.
When you're here, you fucking here. Deal with it, bitch. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm looking at my phone. Always.
To an Italian guy, that's for Golden Corral.
You know, that's what I do.
So he... Was Pope George always a Republican?
I don't know. This is the first time it's come out. Or is he just like,
I work for the fracking industry when I'm in Oklahoma City. I made a long-term commitment to fracking, and that puts me in the Coke network.
Well, that was... But if he's with the Cokes, then he might be like a, you know, like because the Cokes are going to go to war with Trump, you know, and the Mercy.
I feel like that's probably fake, right?
I mean, it could be, but... They definitely don't like Trump, but
they're also pro all the deregulation that Trump is for.
Yeah, they also have, like, most reasons to love him, but they're also like, you know what, back when we were raping and pillaging the country and the working class, we did it with class.
Well, you always get these, like, all these, like, super rich billionaires have one weird thing where they all just don't want taxes. So like you have like Sheldon Adelson is like, I hate unions, I don't want taxes.
Yeah.
And I talked to Benjamin Netanyahu on the phone 5 days a week.
Right.
And you're like, what?
Then
Robert Mercer's like, I hate taxes, I hate unions, and I've devoted tens of millions of dollars to analyzing if we should drink urine.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's that's your thing?
And then Peter Thiel's thing is like the blood boys.
Blood boys, extension technology.
Yeah. And Norquist is like, I don't believe in taxes. Everybody's got to sign this pledge that says they will not support any taxes. And also, we need to relax our vaping laws.
Yeah.
Very draconian
draws towards vapors.
Yeah,
I like
vapors are the
that. Was like
why? That's why George Soros is the best. Is the best billionaire out there because he is someone who's like
because he's paying you.
Yeah,
yeah.
First of all,
yeah.
Because he's paying me, dude, to fucking make that Soros money. No, because his weird thing is like, and I believe that all women should be able to stick a jade egg in their pussy. You know? Like,
a jade egg?
Jade egg, dude.
Wasn't what? It one, th-
what,
one
what,
point?
What was his name? Jade egg? I don't know about the jade
egg. You guys never put a jade egg in your pussy.
Do you think he like accidentally went on J-Date once and was like, yeah, J-Date, yeah, right? I want, want like a girl J-Date. To like, put a J-Date
no,
J-Date
he, he's a, he, you know, he supports Goop, you know, that's,
sure,
and that's a very important thing on Goop is putting Jade in there.
Yeah, wait, he supports J-Date. Goop? The Gwyneth Paltrow
probably,
magazine?
Dude. Yeah. All the bad things is what fucking, any liberal cause, if it's crystals or not, is supported by fucking George Soros.
Yeah. He only likes crystals to get extracted from that mine Elon Musk owns in South Africa.
Yeah.
Wasn't it was either Paul Allen or Steve Wozniak's thing at one point in the 90s was being able to send your ecstasy to a company and test it, and they'd send it back to make sure it was pure ecstasy.
Wow. Yeah, I think that was a Wozniak.
Yeah, that
he'd have people do it like at raves.
Yeah,
like I'm just harm reduction.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing. It's just
a weird thing to be super into.
It's a weird thing for Steve Wozniak to be super into.
Well, that's why John McAfee was one of the best rich guys, because all he wanted to do was to move to South America
and murder people.
And have young girls shit in his mouth.
Yeah.
They take we cut a hole in the hammock, and they sit under it, and then they can shoot in the mouth.
We shit in. So I kind of, you know, when he killed that guy, the guy had poisoned his dog. So if I was like a really rich guy and some guy poisoned my dog, I would probably have that guy killed.
I'd consider it. Being a billionaire, you'd consider it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like
It's the shitting in the mouth. That's where he went too far for me. Sure. I was like, whoa. Yeah. Piss is one thing. You know, piss is at least sterile.
Yeah.
Shit, you're dealing with all sorts of problems.
I mean,
didn't he have like a heart attack recently? And he's like, the government's after me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was like, I think a month ago, he was in a coma for a couple days.
Yeah, and,
and it was
the government's trying to poison me. It has nothing to do with eating loads of shit on a daily basis.
It was the Randy Quaid Star Killers were after.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they're after Randy Quaid and John McAfee.
I really wish more people knew about the John McAfee getting shit in his mouth, because then I could, on stage, if a joke doesn't work, he's like, call me John McAfee, because I'm really eating shit up here.
Yeah.
And everyone would laugh, and I'd be like, dude, that's really
you
good.
Bring him back. Yeah.
That seems more like a dream of yours.
It does. It is a dream of mine, man.
It's the weirdest thing about the movie Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead, is that, like, coprophilia is a really big part of it.
Is it?
Treat Williams' character constantly accused of that.
You know, I know
rage.
Someone.
Rage.
I know Treat Williams' daughter. Isn't that weird?
Oh.
It's a random ass.
Is she nice?
What's her name?
Allison Williams.
I forgot her name. It's Allison Williams.
From Get Out.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brian.
Was Treat Williams was on
Serena
One Tree Hill,
Williams,
right?
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah. I knew his daughter in college.
One Tree Hill, that was a basketball show, right?
No.
Or didn't it pretend to be?
What
was
the basketball show?
Oh, was
it?
I've
never
seen
it.
Was that the one where the guy spilled the heart out of the dog?
Yes, it is. One Tree Hill. One of the greatest scenes.
Wait, the heart falls and then the dog eats it?
It's like the best.
The guy's waiting for his artificial heart.
And then
somebody trips.
No, it's a heart transplant.
It's a heart transplant. And they bring it in like the ice thing.
Yeah,
and
bring it in like a Yeti cooler.
And someone's got like their computer plugged in, so there's a cord across the... And then the heart falls onto the floor, and there's a dog loose in the hospital.
Of course, as you know, and the first thing a dog does when it sees a fallen heart, fucking eats it.
And the guy's face when he just looks at the dog eating his artificial heart is like very sad, but like
it looks like
he's underplaying it. I would say
definitely, it's very.
I think someone did like an oral history of that scene, and like some of the original screenwriters were like. They'd written it, like, really earnestly, and they couldn't figure out why, like, everyone thought it was hilarious. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it was, like, one of the greatest The Soup clips of all time.
Yeah. If you read the liner notes, you know, we actually had a lot of good ideas for that scene. There's liner notes on TV. Mm-hmm.
Amazon X-Ray.
You ever watch it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why?
It's like pop-up video, but with
you can,
like
you can see through the lady's clothes too.
Oh, oh come on!
You get prime after dark.
Hell yeah, dude. Prime after dark. yeah, no, that all that shit, that metadata that you see there,
mm-hmm.
that was I worked for the company that mined all that shit, dude. Yeah,
Cambridge Analytica.
No, not that. No, no, not that metadata, dude. No, I'm talking about like. Whenever Brad Pitt's on screen, this is Brad Pitt's name on X-ray. Yeah, my first job in San Francisco was this company where all I did all day was watch movies and TV shows and make sure that as soon as the character was on screen, their name popped up. And then as soon as they left the screen, their name went away. And yeah, it was the best job I ever had. I got to watch movies for money. And like, I know you could also do that at, like an AMC theater. But I felt it was more fun than that. So you know, fuck you.
Is that where you learned to memorize Red Dragon?
Yeah, dude. I got to watch Red Dragon so many times that I became fucking the Red Dragon. Mm-hmm. That's all of a sudden. We are witness. Yeah.
You ever seen Manhunter, dude?
Great becoming. I actually have not seen Manhunter.
You should watch it.
I've heard that it is Red Dragon.
I think it's better than Red Dragon, but yeah.
Well, that's a stupid thing to say.
Michael Mann made it.
Yeah.
It's very weird. Inagata DeVita is in it in its entirety at one point.
I'm sorry. So you're saying Michael
Sean Mann. Sean hates it.
You're saying Michael Mann.
Well, I don't know that it's worse than Red Dragon, though.
I mean, it's definitely better than the Brett Ratner movies. I think so.
Brett Ratner is one of the greatest directors / best friends with Michael Jackson whoever lived.
You are very into
bad.
Yeah, bad.
Things are bad.
You like Kobe Bryant, Brett Ratner. You got any Ryan Singer defenses you want
to
make right
hey,
now?
Dude, he was actually really nice to people. he was a gentleman most of the time. I so far, I feel like he's been more of a gentleman than you have been on this podcast.
Wow.
That's right.
How often do you think Brett Ratner wears that custom-made Wolverine costume?
He fucking sleeps in it, for sure.
Actually, it probably didn't fit him, like, 3 months
yeah,
after
that.
Yeah,
there's no way. Yeah. The Coke bloat is brutal, dude.
Wait,
I didn't know he had a Wolverine costume.
Does it have the spikes that come out? That would be tight.
It just has, like, Coke spoons.
I'm ready for this party.
I would hang out with the guy.
Yeah.
Wolverine costume. That'd be the best.
Like little tiny.
Yeah. Little, very little.
How big of a like pile of coke you'd need to just like scoop it like three at a time and just like give it to everybody. Oh, hey, guys, man. Go.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, man.
Sean is looking up the picture. Brett
here it is.
Let me see.
He looks like Jonah Hill.
Wow. That will be the picture of today's episode.
Yeah.
dude. What the fuck? He looks exactly like Jonah Hill.
I like when he got fired from the Oscars for saying rehearsal is for fags.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Eddie Murphy was like, oh, thank God I don't have to perform live.
Yeah.
I have an excuse to quit.
He just does. He's like, oh, I was just going to do Raw again as my opening monologue. And I have a lot of things to say about gay people.
You better watch out, Mr. T / homosexuals.
Yeah. If there were a Brett Ratner mural, I would I'd probably deface it.
Would you because you're loyal to Bryan Singer? Yeah.
No, because I'm loyal. I'm loyal to Manhunter, Michael Mann's Manhunter. Oh, wow. That's how we got here, Sean.
That's your Francis. Yeah. That's the only Francis Dollarhide.
Yeah.
Brian Cox is the only Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Brian Cox as Hannibal Lecter, I've heard, is great. And
it's weird. It's not great. It's very weird.
Because
it's like muscular. It's like it's like a tough guy, his Hannibal Lecter. Because he's like young. Anymore. He's like young Brian Cox.
Right. Yeah. There's nothing more muscular than a young Cox.
But that Dollarhide rules, dude. It's
Brian Cox is one of those guys who keeps getting older and his head keeps getting bigger.
He's got
like a refrigerator, like a mini fridge on his shoulders.
So I take it that means you've been watching Succession.
Hell yeah, I have.
Fuck that shit. Sharp Objects.
It's Sean's favorite show.
It's the best.
Sharp Objects for Life.
I don't know why they're
why
are they competing?
Because they're on TV at the same time.
Okay.
I mean, I will watch Sharp Objects
after
I keep rewatching Succession.
I don't. I don't know why.
I heard there was a hot sex scene last week.
Oh, do not. I'm only two episodes in.
Oh, sorry.
Stop.
Why does Jean-Marc Vallée have to make everything a goddamn jukebox musical? Like, every single show he makes, it's like the characters.
That music is terrible on that show.
Here's her playing Led Zeppelin. And it's like, you could just have Led Zeppelin playing.
Nah, man.
You're like pressing play on the Led Zeppelin.
You need to show that the music's happening in real life, too. That's how you know it's
the music is very bad on that show.
It's
very bad.
I heard the Pretty Little Liars song on the radio like a week ago. What?
Yeah, it's a good song.
It's happening. It is good. Yeah. I was just like,
you know, I keep doing that too, but I think you mean Big Little Lies.
Oh, yes. Yes, Big Little Lies.
I call it Pretty Little Liars at least 100,000
times. Why? Is there something called Pretty Little Liars?
Yes, that is a tween show.
Have you don't know who A is yet? The Mystery of A?
No, dude.
Dude, you gotta watch it. Joe Tobin and I used to watch
ABC Family.
Like a 70s porno.
Yeah.
The Mystery of A.
Joe Tobin and I used to watch Pretty Little Liars as a joke together, and then we got really into it briefly.
Yeah. Watching something as a joke only lasts once. If you do it twice, you're watching something.
Because we kept we used to go, me and comedian Joe Tobin, very funny San Francisco comedian.
Friend of the pod.
Yeah. We used to go to the movies every Saturday. There was this giant AMC theater on Van Ness in San Francisco.
It's still there.
Yeah, but they don't, there's, it's not staffed with enough people.
No,
and it's, there are multiple floors.
Yeah.
So if you went before noon, tickets were $6.
Right. Yeah.
And then we'd stay until like 5 o'clock. we were adult, like, men in our 30s watching the worst possible movies. We'd see like Mark Wahlberg in Contraband.
Yeah, there was Contraband. We saw the Number Four. I Am Number Four.
I Am Number Four. Yeah,
we would just watch anything. Once it was like 0 for 5, where we watched
Every
and we were like, No Strings Attached was the best of the five
Dang.
We saw.
Yeah,
there was one.
Wrote, I Am Number Four.
Oh, really?
The book, not the movie.
Oh, is it? Isn't that somehow related to James Fry?
It was, yeah. It was James Fry's idea, and then he found like some grad students to like write the books, and then
Oprah made him sit down and apologize for not writing the books.
Well, and the guy from Number Four is the guy who
Magic Mike.
Yeah,
yep. He's the kid in Magic Mike,
and like had Magic Mike that and Beastly, but was like such an asshole his career ended basically.
Yeah,
in three
crazy
movies.
Yeah, I don't know how big of an he must have been. Really bad. He was nice when I met him. Seemed a little
but he was at Brett Ratner's house with the Wolverine with the Wolverine hands.
Brett Ratner was walking around with his Coke spoon hands.
All right, is there any other basketball you want to talk about, Sean? Or should we... let's do that WNBA story.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of interesting. Let's talk about the WNBA in a negative way.
I follow religiously.
This story is really interesting. Sean, walk us through what happened.
So, there's a team in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Aces, who had...
Great name, by the way. That is like...
Yeah.
That is such a good name.
The Mystery of A.
Some of them are not great. I don't love the name Sparks.
Sure, but that's an old, that's an original.
You're right.
But like general,
like Minnesota Lynx is
the
a good
Lynx
name.
Is kind of, that the Lynx up to me is the most offensive of the names because they're like we need it's a big cat but a real girly cat,
like a lady Timberwolf,
a lady cat.
It's just like a mean pussy.
It's a mean ass pussy. That's what we need. We don't,
it's slinky,
you know,
but it's also can scratch.
It can't be a lion because that's a dude, and it can't be a tiger because that's a dude. We need a little pussy ass cat, but it's someone who is over 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Cougars little on the nose.
But the
Cougars
Aces?
Two on the nose.
The Aces is such a good name for a sports team, especially in Vegas. Yeah. Like, good name.
Yeah.
So much better than that fucking hockey team name, the Golden Knights.
Yeah, the Golden Knights is a very weird name.
It's horrible.
They got so close to winning the Stanley Cup.
I know. Though. It would have been the best.
That would have been great.
It would have proven once and for all that hockey is bullshit, which is really what I've been waiting for.
And they're Sheldon Adelson's favorite team, so.
Oh, God.
Dark money, baby.
Dark
Golden
money.
Knights, that's what Trump was having in Russia.
Call Mueller! Call Mueller! P-tape!
Resist!
So they were supposed to, they had to fly to D.C. to play the Washington Mystics. Better name than the Wizards, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
So they had a travel delay getting out of Vegas. They flew into Dallas instead. They had to sleep at the airport. They had to take a bunch of different planes. And
the WNBA flies commercially.
They fly commercially. They don't have charter.
It's so fucked up.
But anyway, they had a game in D.C. and the league was like, all right, we'll push back the start like an hour. And they showed up in, they landed at like 3 o'clock, got to the hotel at 4, and decided to forfeit their 8 o'clock game because stress of travel.
Yeah.
Forfeited a game.
Because they slept in an airport the night before, and then they were supposed to play a fucking basketball game.
Fuck that.
And my question is, are women not tough enough to play professional basketball?
You're asking the question that we're all thinking.
Now they were a game and a half out of the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And I guess apparently two games out of the playoffs
now.
Would this explain it if I told you that their coach was Bill Laimbeer?
That is interesting.
This is karma coming back to old Bill. Having to forfeit a game.
Yeah. Wait, why?
Because he was a huge jerk.
Oh, he was a jerk.
Everyone hates Bill Laimbeer.
No,
I'm sure he was.
Yeah, no, but I thought it was maybe that like he had to forfeit a game.
Oh, no. Like, the bad boys should have had to forfeit some of those games because they weren't good enough to play Michael Jordan.
Oh!
So punched him instead.
Yeah.
That's not basketball.
That's my favorite thing about basketball. People play dirty.
Yeah.
I love Draymond. I don't like anybody who doesn't play dirty.
Yeah. Kermit Washington, number one basketball player who ever lived. Yeah. Got Rudy right in the fucking jaw.
Oh, he had
it
coming.
Never underestimate the brain pan of a champion. That's what he said after he got punched.
Rudy Tomjanovich had it coming.
Never underestimate the brain pan. Oh, man.
Have you guys ever had to forfeit anything?
Tomjanovich, that's what I call him.
No.
Yeah, that's good, dude. That's good.
He knows right
fucking Polish.
Yeah, that seems...
I mean,
I don't know. I want to say that that's acceptable and not at the same time.
I mean, here's what I think about it.
They should have delayed that. They should have just rescheduled the game.
Yeah, if they could reschedule the game, they should have done that. Also,
give them some
baseball would have.
Here's what I'm going to say. They should have played the game.
Yeah.
Because they were there. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure they were tired. I'm sure it sucked, but like.
Yeah.
You play the game, and then if you lose, you'd be like, all right, you guys got to like negate that loss.
Well, you know, when women are tired, they get all emotional, you know. And then, when you play emotional, it's like, that's the thing about basketball. You can't have any emotion.
Yeah. You know, sleeping on that airport, their periods probably all
sucked. All their periods
synced
up at the same time, and then they were all like, oh, Hillary should have won. And then, you know, at that moment, they knew they weren't going to be able to play
What
the
character
game.
Is this, Matt?
This is a character.
This is Gary from Fremont.
What is the name of this character?
I'm Gary Fremont, first-time listener, long-time. Caller.
I'm calling in to talk nine.
Just trying to tell you right now that I really don't think that women should be allowed to hold balls unless they're mine. Okay.
This is very like Jim Rome show.
Is that
Rome
is burning. That's like, when in Rome, burn it.
Yeah. Where like you called and then Jim Rome's gotta be like, I know those women are tough, you like and then you'd like call him a fruit or something and hang up.
I like women. I'm not a misogynist, gay lord.
Except like, he kind of is.
Right. Is he?
Kind of.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean,
I haven't watched...
the main thing that I know about is...
He almost got his ass
calling
kicked.
Jim Everett Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like,
which is like calling a man a woman. Yeah. Like, that's like the worst thing you can
First of all, like, you're a fucking sports show host, and like, you're going to call a professional athlete like a pussy?
Yeah.
Because like, he like lost you money or something? I don't know. Like he should have got his ass kicked.
Yeah. Well, also it was disrespectful to Chris Everett to compare her to that shitty quarterback.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah,
he was no Vince Ferragamo.
No, he should. They shouldn't have. I mean, here's I don't know. I want to say they should have just played the game. But I've called in sick.
They should have played the game, and then if they won, they could like complain, like they could talk so much shit afterwards, like Michael Jordan's flu.
Which you know they would have, because you get a bunch of women in the room, and oh my god.
No, yeah. Bill Laimbeer is way worse at that sort of thing than women.
Also, so it's just also if they're arranging flights, I bet the unspoken part of this story is Bill Laimbeer just laying into gate agents and being such a dick. They were only able to take three separate flights to Washington from Dallas. Why was that?
I'm going to knock you out like you're fucking Kurt Rambo.
That's one, let me speak to the manager ass dude right there.
Yeah, seriously.
He might be the most let me speak to the manager ass athlete I ever.
He was a rich kid. Like his dad was
super rich.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to read his
Yelp
account.
He was basically like Cameron from Ferris Bueller, but like not neurotic.
Bill Lambier's Yelp account is probably just like he one stars fucking like a Benihana.
Or like a children's hospital.
Like really slow to get
terrible
there.
Terrible service.
I've been to a much finer Apache establishment than the Benihana here, and I personally think it should be shut down. That's Bill Lambier impression.
Yeah, they should have played. That's what I said.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's weird though that the
I wouldn't have.
I think the NBA should have rain delayed that game.
But I wonder, sure. Can you just schedule like the arena and the fans? They gave all the money back to the fans, by the way.
Oh, that's
great. Of course,
that's good.
But that's kind of not. It feels like that shouldn't be on Washington to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do we know that the tickets weren't free?
It's season tickets.
I think they were free, dude. That was me talking mad shit on the WNBA right there. I used to watch the WNBA every fucking summer.
The WNBA. I want to make it clear that WNBA has gotten pretty cool.
The reason I have a problem with this is that I feel like this is the biggest the WNBA has been. People are watching the All-Star game and stuff, and it's like, this is not the time to be forfeiting games.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe. I know that I will take any excuse not to do physical activity.
Me too, huh?
So I feel for that, especially sleeping in an airport.
But your sport is stand-up. There's no way you would cancel a stand-up set
if you were like, I can only get there an hour before.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't cancel then. But, I would. So. But I've never had to do 2 hours of comedy all at
it's
once.
It's 48 minutes.
48
and
minutes.
And they play with a smaller ball.
Yeah.
That
matters. It's not as heavy.
Lighter dribble. Like everything's easier, you know.
I wonder if there was like a bench player on the Aces who just didn't really get to play very much, who was just like, "Oh fuck this! You guys are too tired."
Yeah.
Like I've played 12 minutes this month.
Are you kidding? My back hurts from sitting so much on the.
So is the WNBA good? I mean, I have to plead ignorance, but like I watch a decent amount of women's sports, but the WNBA is not one of them.
It's tough. The thing I feel like they and MLS has like solved this problem to a degree. Mm-hmm. It's hard to have teams when you don't have like a fan base and regional rivalries. Mm-hmm. And so I do think travel is probably an issue because the teams go from LA to Seattle,
like similar to NBA kind of schedules.
Yeah, but without the money
and commercial.
Compress it all into a summer because everybody makes way more money playing outside the United States.
Yeah, like Diana Taurasi makes like $2 million playing in like the Ukraine, and like they like give her furs and diamonds. Like, Diana Taurasi fucking owns. By the way, I will forever. Thumbs
they play
up,
first
dude.
Class
she
at least,
rules.
Like you gotta have a special plane.
I don't think so.
People.
Our friend Mike Malloy was talking about trying to get the courtside seats package for the Sparks because it was like I don't know what it is, like $4,000 for the year for the summer or something.
It's pretty good,
but you get an open bar.
Wow!
And so he was like, I can drink enough to make it.
Yeah. I can drink $4,000 in the summer.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Although the idea of becoming like if you're maybe a celebrity, maybe even a celebrity who's had something problematic happen to you before, what if you become the Jack Nicholson of the WNBA?
That would be tight. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
sit in Jack's chair.
Like
too.
Kevin Spacey should be the Jack Nicholson.
Kevin Spacey? I feel like that would like
I don't know about that one.
Is he too
gross? Harvey Weinstein?
I'm
here to support the girl.
maybe like one of those baseball players with bad tweets.
I'm trying to think
of somebody like I feel like James Franco could do it.
Yeah.
And like get enough goodwill that people are like, all right, you're a clown, but
but look
you're sorry. You're sorry. Casey Affleck, maybe.
Yeah. I love how the penance to you is to just sitting and watching a WNBA game.
It's like what the NBA made Kobe do.
Yeah.
When he had like 5 years after, after the rape charge.
I've never heard of that.
But yeah, he basically had to be in the front row at the dunk contest and go to like the Futures game and clap for everybody and smile and act like he didn't want to just be in a room by himself doing weird isometric exercises and like listening to weird movie soundtracks and hating everybody.
Speaking Italian.
Speak Italian.
Do you think
on his next rap album?
Do you think it was actually LeBron who committed the rape and a Kobe?
Definitely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've already said
Mission Impossible style.
Well, think about the year it happened. What year? 2003, right? What year did fucking LeBron enter the NBA?
2003.
Oh my God. Case closed. I'm very sorry, Kobe, for ruining your legacy.
Yeah.
Said LeBron. Never.
Do you think LeBron maybe made that animated film?
Well, no. What are you talking about? The one that won the Oscar?
Mm-hmm.
God, no.
What was the animated film?
Dear Basketball.
I'm sorry for rape. Something like that. And then when he won the award, he's like, thank you so much. I didn't do it. It was LeBron. But no one heard that part because they cut him off. You know, because the music started playing.
And then he whispered, I'll tell you how Shaq's ass tastes.
Oh, wow.
Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes.
All right. Anything else you want to cover here, Sean?
It probably tastes like Icy Hot.
It's probably true.
Yeah.
That's what the general says.
He's about Shaq's ass height.
I mean, have you
got it all on his mustache?
You guys saw Uncle Drew, right?
No.
Was you see Shaq's ass in it. Really? It's a weird ass.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice, in fact.
It's a weird ass.
How could it not be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
it's a big bubble butt, right?
It's very high up. You know what I mean?
Yes. No,
like,
he's always
how
had
tall
a,
he is.
He's always had kind of like a badonkadonk.
No, that's fine. No, but I mean the proportion of like where the ass starts on the legs going up to the back is
long.
Shocking. Yeah,
shockingly
high.
I got a high
butt crack too.
Yeah. But you're not. But you're also not the largest man on earth.
Yeah.
Also weird that they decided they needed a nude.
Yeah.
So
that
tell
is
me about
strange.
This movie though. I didn't see it. Is it good? Like it was. They didn't screen it for critics. It looked like I didn't see any.
It is better than it deserves to be.
But it's
I would
pretty,
say. It's not. It's not nearly as fun. As
it
should it's be. Weird
is
how
it like,
not fun it is.
Is it like a documentary? Are they like going to?
No.
The
it's
beginning is like
on.
A fake documentary, and then the first 5 minutes are like a fake 30 for 30 about Uncle Drew.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then you meet Lil Rel, and Lil Rel is fun for the first 30
Lil
minutes.
Rel.
The guy from Get Out, who's like the security guard, he's the lead.
Okay.
He's putting together a pro-am team
to play at a tournament
Aaron
at Rucker
Gordon
Park.
Is his star guy,
okay.
And then Nick Kroll steals Aaron Gordon away from him and his girlfriend Tiffany Haddish.
Okay,
and so he has to recruit Uncle Drew and Kyrie Irving.
And
is...
then when Uncle Drew shows up, the movie becomes
grinds
way less fun. It grinds to a halt. Basketball's bad.
They
it's
have
not real.
Three
no.
scenes take place at gas stations. That's.
Here's the craziest thing about Uncle Drew. It asks a lot of dramatic acting from the basketball players and not the actors in it.
Oh, that's a bad
so
call.
So there's a big scene where Shaq in old man makeup and Kyrie Irving as Uncle Drew in old man makeup are standing over the grave of a woman that they both loved, giving like a dramatic...
Yeah, they're trying. Uncle Drew needs to make peace with his old team, and Shaq's like, "You slept with my girl
the night before
the big Rucker game," and Uncle Drew's like, "Oh man, you probably don't even remember that girl's name." And Shaq goes, "I married that girl," and then the next scene, them in old man makeup in front of a grave.
Wow.
And Kyrie Irving's like, "I loved her too," and then they don't deal with it again. But apparently,
a good smash cut to headstone.
Yeah. Smash cut to headstone is how you know someone died.
Here's the craziest. Here's the craziest part about Uncle Drew.
If I die, I hope it's a smash cut to headstone.
A really crazy thing about Uncle Drew is, like, so they have all this backstory that you can't see because Uncle Drew is played by Kyrie Irving, who is 24 years old, and the rest of his team are all played by 50-year-olds.
So you can't have a flashback.
So you can't have a flashback where they're young.
But it has an Austin Powers 2 element of fish out of water back into water.
Yeah.
Where you're like in the original commercials, it's like 25-year-old Kevin Love is in old man makeup. Oh, and young, beautiful Maya Moore is in makeup.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, here's a 52-year-old man pretending to be a 64-year-old man. Reggie Miller does not try at all.
Reggie Miller is horrible.
And Nate Robinson tries so hard.
I walked out thinking Nate Robinson should actually be an actor. Wow. Nate Robinson is really good at
really?
It.
Really?
But, I mean, it's not like he shows a ton of range.
No.
He plays a guy who is basically catatonic and then is given a basketball and starts, like, windmill dunking.
But, like,
but he's, like, very, very serious.
He plays
like,
it sad. Like, there's, like a lot of pathos to what Nate Robinson is doing.
And Chris Webber
tries very
really
hard.
Tries, but is bad.
Yeah.
And Reggie Miller makes no effort and cannot. Yeah. You know how he can't say a normal sentence
when he's announcing
a game?
Yeah.
It's the same way when he's reading his lines in this movie.
I can't. Whose idea was it to make these guys
Pepsi
act?
Max?
Possibly
the NBA.
It is way better than a Pepsi commercial that turned into a movie should be, though. I will say that.
But it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. Yeah, but not as bad as you want it to be.
The basketball's just like not that fun, and it's like a weird sports movie where normally in a sports movie you're like these underdogs came back, and they like win all their games by like 50 points.
Yeah.
So they're not underdogs at all.
Yeah.
No, because they're Lisa Leslie, Shaquille O'Neal, Reggie Miller, like
Lisa
Chris
Leslie
Webber. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
She plays Chris Webber's wife.
Oh, that's fucked up.
But she comes.
Just fuck Chris Webber. Lakers for life. Kings suck.
Okay. All right.
The Loops are garbage.
Well, that's
true.
I
like
a lot
that
of those
whenever
things are
there's
true,
like
but
a commercial series with like a lot of makeup, like some like the Geico Caveman, someone's like, oh, we got to make a show out of this.
Yeah,
yeah.
Weirdly, Nick Kroll, also the Geico Caveman in the sitcom.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Weird. That.
Yeah.
His first big job.
Wow. I did not know
Besides
that.
Working for his
dad.
Yeah, his dad's
billionaire
Blackwater
dad.
Light.
Yeah.
Same private security
comedy,
firm.
Comedy's Bill Lambier, Nick Kroll. all right. What do you guys want to plug?
Yeah. Let's
Matt, you first.
Well, let's plug the Film Drunk podcast. That is me and Vince Mancini over here. We do a podcast called the Film Drunk podcast. And when does this come out?
Tomorrow.
Hey, all right. And if you're not doing anything on August 20th, that's a Monday, please come to the Dresden stand-up comedy show. We got a lot
From the movie Swingers?
That's right, from the movie Swingers.
Yeah.
Marty and Elaine are taking the night off, and instead there will be stand-up comedy.
What
is this? Is this your brand-new regular show at the Dresden?
This it's a monthly, and hopefully it stays a monthly. We have to keep getting audience.
That's is it called You're So Money and You Don't Even Know It?
What's that?
Is the show called You're So Money and You Don't Even Know
No,
It?
No. It's called Slaughterhouse 5.
Oh.
Is it finally called
Slaughterhouse
5?
No, it's not.
5?
It's called the Dresden.
Why not?
It's the Dresden Comedy Hour.
You got five comedians.
I know. You can call it Slaughterhouse 5, Dresden, the bombing of Dresden. I get how it works, but...
It's a great name, Vince.
It's called the Dresden Comedy Hour. Please come. It's free and the extended happy hour and bands after.
Don't be surprised if the name changes to Slaughterhouse 5 for the September
edition.
Hope
you like illiterate comedians.
Vince, what would you like to plug?
Same thing, Film Drunk podcast. Everything the same except for don't go to the Dresden. That is my plug.
You can't cancel. You can't unplug
I'm
me.
Unplugging.
That is Matt Lieb unplugged.
Sean?
Go see The Business on Monday nights at Little Joy in Echo Park. I've got some shows in San Francisco in September, but I'm not.
Well, okay. As for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where this week I tweeted at Luigi's Ice. Y'all's mango frozen ice things are literally my favorite thing on the planet. It's turned into an addiction, and I need an intervention.
Beautiful. beautiful.
Trust the process.
He needs an intervention. Trust the process.
Shut it down. Let's get Frankie an intervention for those y'all's ice things.
You know, I know he likes car racing and golf.
Yeah. A lot.
Kobe, how many girls have said I love you? Not like I love you, Kobe, like a fan, but like for real, like baby, marry me. I love you. How many?
You're silly. Once again.
Once again.
Flawless.
Flawless.
Come on. Right. Yo. Yo. Just like this. What I live for? Basketball, beats and broads, from Italy to the U.S., yes, it's raw. I'm in search for the one that make my wealth feel poor. Who can ignore the spotlight life of glamour? Am I done for? Have I found the ore? Should I search still? There's plenty of women with sex appeal when it's filled. Can they complete the package? All I date is actresses. The play is safe for them. My money ain't bait, but I must take risks to find a honey that's legit. Whether she push a bucket or six bucks with some mad chips. I own her own or live by the mom's and pop's home. Rocks top fashion, Adidas attire or Timbos. I don't know, yo, these women come and go like the wind they blow. How do I know it's you for sure? Will God talk to me, give me a signal? But until then, all my ears hear the steady flow. Come on. My cash, my name, fame, drop top, Benz or the wooden dash. You know my stash. Withdraw G cash, platinum, US Express. No paper cash. Spend it all now. Our kids still be rich cash. If it's half stocks and bonds, laugh when it crash. Are you the type to brag when jewels you flash? Type tight with your X-Man to push his jack. Type that love no scrubs, her pigeons ain't got mad. Type that can't stand a woman with her own cash. You know, like Lauren, but claim she ain't rap. Type to get loud in public, refrain my hand from a slap. No time for y'all. Too busy for y'all. Plenty of dimes turn me on, then turn me off. Try to show off. Get lost, grow up. Real women, roll up. Let yourself go. If you feel this, let me know. Come on.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.